All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my key games and the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to start off early Saturday afternoon with a contest in the Big Ten West, as you have the 10th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to Iowa City to take on the 5-2 Iowa Hawkeyes. You look at Wisconsin right now, they have 2 losses on the season, both of them coming in conference play, and they have no reason to feel ashamed about their 2 losses as they've come to both Michigan and Ohio State, 2 teams that are currently ranked in the top 5 of the Associated Press poll. But for Wisconsin to go on the road and get the upset victory over the Hawkeyes, you look at this game and it comes down to the play of quarterback Alex Hornibrook. Can't go out there and simply try to do it by himself. He needs to rely on the people around him. Then you look at this Wisconsin defense that is led by linebacker TJ Watt, who already has 5.5 sacks this year. And as a team, the Badgers have 17 sacks. On top of that, defensive back Derek Tindall has 3 picks. And as a team, Wisconsin has 8 interceptions. But Iowa is no pushover, especially at home. And you look at Kurt Ferentz, their head coach, and he has a good game manager at quarterback in C.J. Beathard. And Iowa is going to go out there, and they want to establish that running game. And you look at both Akram Wally and LaShawn Daniels, who both nearly have 600 yards of on the ground this season. And I guarantee you, this Iowa offensive line is definitely going to try to set the tone and lean on this Wisconsin defense. Defensively, Iowa can bring it as well, as they have 18 team sacks on the season. And I think this is going to be a typical tight affair between Wisconsin and Iowa. But I'm going to take the Hawkeyes at home by the score of 27-23. Now, down in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you have the 4-2 NC State Wolfpack, who are traveling to Louisville to take on the 7th-ranked Cardinals. And NC State, you know what? This is a team. They're coming into this game as 19.5-point favorites, but they're going to make Louisville work. This is a team that had Clemson on the ropes last week, and for all intents and purposes, should have won that game, but they did not. And I think you're going to get another solid performance from NC State on Saturday, led by quarterback Ryan Finley and, of course, the play of running back Matthew Days. Now, defensive lineman Bradley Chubb has 5 sacks this season, and as a unit, you look at NC State as they have 18 team sacks, and that's going to be important because these guys, first and foremost, they have to put pressure on Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson. But on top of that, when they do get to him, they have to find a way to sack him and really make him pay. But defensively, you look at the Cards, they have 16 team sacks of their own, along with Jerry Alexander in that secondary, who has 3 interceptions. And Louisville can bring it as well, as we've seen them on the defensive side of the ball, how they can really intimidate teams. I think NC State has the ability to keep this close for a half, but I think Louisville is going to flex their muscles in the second half, and thus I'm going to take the Cardinals at home by the score of 38-20. Now, in the Pac-12, you have the 5-2 Colorado Buffaloes traveling to Stanford to take on the 4-2 Cardinals, and don't look now. If Colorado wins this game, they are going bowling for the first time as members of the Pac-12 conference. And you look at the quarterback play of Colorado, they can either lean on Steven Montez or Seifu Lufau, who has returned from injury as quarterback. And he's trying to go up against a banged up Stanford defense that is trying to keep it together in spite of all of the injuries. But you look on the defensive side of the football for the Cardinal, 18 team sacks, 17 interceptions, with 3 of those coming from Dallas Lloyd. And I guarantee you, Stanford has to get some confidence after they were able to go on the road and knock off Notre Dame last Saturday. But on the flip side for the Cardinal, you look at quarterback Ryan Burns, and he might have to shoulder the load of more of this offense due to the fact that running back Christian McCaffrey is possibly out for the 2nd consecutive game in the row. And if he isn't, that's going to be a shame, because he really predicates what Stanford is able to do. And thus, I'm going to take Colorado going on the road and knocking off Stanford by the score of 38-24. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, first place is on the line in the AAC West as the 5-1 Memphis Tigers will travel to Annapolis to take on the 24th ranked Navy Midshipmen. And the last time that Navy hosted a team that was expected to go in there and win was a few weeks ago when they hosted the previously undefeated Houston Cougars, and we saw what the Cougars got for their money when they took on the Midshipmen. But you look at this Memphis team, I guarantee you they will not look past Navy and their triple option attack. But you look at this Memphis offense, which is led by quarterback Riley Ferguson and wide receiver Anthony Miller. They want to try to keep this undersized Navy defense on the field and wear them down, thus preserving their defense going up against that triple option attack, which tends to frustrate opponents. I think Navy is going to keep it close in this game, but I'm going to take Memphis on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Big 12 Conference, you have the 4-2 TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Morgantown to take on the 12th ranked West Virginia Mountaineers. And you look at TCU, they are definitely going to put points on the board with the likes of Kenny Hill at quarterback and running back Kyle Hicks, along with wide receiver Taj Williams. On the flip side, linebacker Ty Summers can bring it for this Horned Frogs defense, as he has already amassed 64 tackles through six games. But you look at this West Virginia offense, and they can light it up for head coach Dana Holgorsen, led by quarterback Skylar Howard and wide receiver Shelton Gibson. I think this is going to be an outstanding game, but I'm going to take the Mountaineers at home in this one by the score of 41-37. Now, the big one that everybody will focus on this Saturday has the 6th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies traveling to Tuscaloosa to take on the number one team in the land in the defending national champions. And, of course, I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide. And typically, when these two clubs get together in the Southeastern Conference, there's a lot of big things on the line, and you figure not only first place in the SEC West, but also an inside track to the college football playoff. Now, the last time that Alabama saw Trevor Knight under center, he was torching them in the Sugar Bowl a few years ago as he was attending Oklahoma. This time around, he is a quarterback for Texas A&M. And if you're Alabama head coach Nick Saban, you still got to go out there and figure out a way to slow him down. A&M can run the football, and that is going to be important, because who is going to win this battle of wills? Is it going to be the front seven defensively for Alabama, or is it going to be this offensive line for Texas A&M? And you look at their two best running backs, or rushers rather, and I'm talking about Travion Williams and Trevor Knight. So they really have to account for both of them coming out of the backfield. And if they can't, it's going to set things up in the passing game for wide receiver Josh Reynolds. Now, led by defensive end Miles Garrett, the Aggies already have 20 team sacks this year and 17 picks. But on top of that, this Aggies defense must find a way to account for Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts, who is really the point guard out there for this system, and especially when he gets the ball to the likes of Calvin Ridley. But when you think about Alabama, their defense can bring it as well, as they have 27 team sacks already this year, led by Jonathan Allen, who has 5, along with 7 interceptions as a unit. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair, as it typically is between these two teams. But Alabama is rolling right now, thus I'm going to take the Tide at home by the score of 41-34. Now, in the Mid-American Conference, in the Western Division, you have the 5-2 Eastern Michigan squad traveling to Kalamazoo to take on the 20th ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the 7-0 Western Michigan Broncos. Now, Eastern Michigan is going to have to play it close and keep it tight and be efficient in every aspect of the game, led by defensive lineman Pat O'Connor, who already has 5.5 sacks this season. But the bottom line is, with Western Michigan, they have too much talent there, led by quarterback Zach Terrell, running backs Jamari Boogan and Jarvin Franklin, along with wide receiver Corey Davis. Defensively, the Broncos can bring it, led by defensive lineman Keon Adams, who already has 5.5 sacks on the season. As a unit defensively, Western Michigan has 21 team sacks and 8 interceptions. Thus, I'm going to take the Broncos at home in an easy one by the score of 40-17. Now, in the Pac-12, you have the 19th ranked Utes of Utah traveling to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the UCLA Bruins. And of course, UCLA came into the season with plenty of expectations, but they have been unable to live up to those as they already have three conference losses this season. And a big part of that is due to the injuries that quarterback Josh Rosen is dealing with. Now, you look at this Utah team, and under Kyle Whittingham, they need to find a way to take advantage of these injuries to UCLA, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And Utah's defense can get after them, as they already have 20 team sacks and 10 interceptions. Now, I think Utah is going to come out there with a bit of a chip on their shoulder, because they know that this is an opportunity to prove themselves on a national stage. And thus, I'm going to take the Utes by the score of 30-20. Now, moving right along in the SEC, you have the 17th ranked Arkansas Razorbacks traveling to Jordan-Hare to take on the 21st ranked Auburn Tigers. And you know, both of these teams want to run the football. Arkansas with Raleigh Williams, and of course Auburn with Kerryon Johnson and Cameron Petway. I look at both of these teams, they have coaches that really predicate running the football. You look at Gus Malzahn for Auburn, and then of course Brett Bielema at Arkansas. So when you talk about both teams wanting to run the ball, which front seven defensively is going to step up and make a play? And on top of that, which quarterback is going to be able to get his team over the hump? You look at Austin Allen for Arkansas, and then Sean White for Auburn. But I'm going to take Arkansas on the road in this one, in a tight one, by the score of 38-24. Now, back in the Big Ten, you have the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes traveling to Happy Valley, on Saturday night to take on the 4-2 Penn State Nittany Lions. And it's just another week at the office for Ohio State, as they were able to go on the road and win in overtime at Camp Randall last Saturday against Wisconsin. Defensively, Penn State has to find a way to slow down quarterback JT Barrett for Ohio State, as he is simply a playmaker that makes the people around him better. But Penn State has some playmakers of their own, with quarterback Trace McSorley and running back Saquon Barkley. And defensively so far, the Nittany Lions do have 16 team sacks. Now, I think Penn State is going to try to have a ball control offense where they can keep this Ohio State offense off of the field. And I think Penn State keeps it close for three quarters, but I do believe Ohio State will pull away in the fourth as they win this one by the score of 38-24. In the SEC, you have the 23rd ranked Ole Miss Rebels traveling to Baton Rouge to take on the 25th ranked LSU Tigers. And after LSU made the coaching change when Les Miles was fired and Ed Orgeron was promoted, they came out and looked like a different team against Missouri. We did not get the opportunity to see if the Tigers were going to be able to build off of that last Saturday, as their game against the Florida Gators was postponed. But you're talking about Saturday night in Death Valley. It is very special. On the flip side for Ole Miss, they already have three losses this season, and a lot of it is due to the fact that they have struggled on the defensive side of the ball all season long. I don't see them being able to stop this LSU offense led by running back Darius Grice. Thus, I'm going to take the Bayou Bengals at home by the score of 31-20. And finally, in the Pac-12 conference, you have the Washington State Cougars with a record of 4-2, but they are 3-0 in the Pac-12, taking on the 5-2 Arizona State Sun Devils, who are 2-2. And you look at this game, and this could potentially be a preview of the Pac-12 championship game. Don't overlook this. But you look at the play of quarterback Luke Falk for Washington State, and I said it coming into the season, he had the potential to be the Pac-12 Player of the Year, and he's going to put the pressure on this ASU defense. Arizona State, they've had issues stopping people defensively already four games this season in which they've surrendered 40 points or more. I don't think that trend changes Saturday night. I'm going to take the Cougars on the road by the score of 44-30. So those are my key games, folks, for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 7 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.